Welcome. She just got ordained to be our pastoral counselor of our church. Incredible, because she is somebody that I really recommend. She's so knowledgeable and so gifted when it comes to seeing the mental health of somebody. I mean, I just see her, and when even just in conversation with her, she has a passion to see people really healed. And she runs our group counseling for free, people, at 9:30 a.m. So if you want to get some free counseling and journey mental health, come live and you will get therapy with her. She's incredible. We've been talking about bitterness and we really want to dive into it right away. And so she's got a lot to share as well from her own personal experience. And I'm so excited to have her here today. I just want to start out by saying, we're talking about forgiveness and we're talking and discussing the importance, right, of forgiving. And I want to just start out by saying, before we dive into bitterness, I want to start out by saying the following. When you have hurt and when you have pain and you don't deal with it, it's going to turn to anger. And if you don't deal with the anger, it's going to turn into bitterness. So we're going to talk about bitterness. And I had a question for you, Cynthia. Because when I think about bitterness, how all of us have fallen at some point in our lives to bitterness, you know, and Bible has a lot to say about bitterness as well, too, for my faith community people. I want to ask you this. How can you spot bitterness? How can you spot it? What are some of the things that you've seen that can detect that somebody has bitterness? What are some clues? Like somebody watching and they're saying, oh man, I do have those areas in my life, you know? What are maybe one or two things that you've seen even from your own personal life? How you've walked out bitterness? What have you done to get rid of it? Share with us.
Well, I think a very good way that we can identify bitterness can be whenever we are defensive, you know, somebody tries to talk to you and right away you respond in a certain way, very defensive all the time. Also, another way, I think it's when people, it's like walking on eggshells, you know, it's like, oh man, you know, or even just in general. I mean, I think people are very good at spotting bitterness. They're like, el amargado, you know, or like, oh, yeah, this person's like bitter, you know, and there's just kind of like what you said, you know, where it's like they're not able to deal with, they haven't dealt with the anger. So they're just angry all the time. You know, it's like they always see the negative, you know, of every situation. So I would say that those would be very good indications that there's some bitterness in there, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, because I think sometimes you can't tell a person something because right away, you know, or even mention their name. We were talking about that.
Yes. Or even a situation, you know, where you avoid a person or you hear their name and, you know, you gnash your teeth, you know, and I think that's a very good indication that you're, you know, it could be an event that happened, a person, a situation, and even like us avoiding like a street or something, you know, that just, you know, brings to surface all these like feelings of anger, you know, and that's just, you know, bitterness that has taken root.
And then I think also cynical, we become cynical of people, right? Where we can, and let's talk about some things that we can become bitter about. Okay. Like it, obviously a person, what other things can we be bitter about?
I mean, I would say that a person for sure, or even, I know that like in certain people, you know, people sometimes fail our expectations, you know, where it's like, oh, they should have helped me, or, you know, or I asked for help, you know, and this person didn't help me, you know, and we expected that person to do something and they didn't do it for whatever reason, whether it was because they couldn't or they just didn't want to, you know, and that can make us bitter, you know, and we never confronted, you know, we're like, ah, like it's fine, but then we're bitter about it. Mm-hmm. And so it could be situations, you know, even, I don't know, I think pretty much anything can make us bitter.
True. Even seasons.
Oh, yes.
I think that would be something I would probably can vouch on a personal level, where I was bitter about a season in my life, or various seasons in my life. And there was so many that, that you look back in retrospect and you almost go, I don't like my life. And you know, sometimes we may not like our lives. Like, we don't like, especially when you, you know, I'm over 50, and it can really hit you, right? Where you're just like, I was supposed to be at a different place in my life. And so having to process that is not easy.
Yeah, when things don't go our way or the way we expected things to go.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, oh, okay, you know, this should happen, but then it doesn't go that way. And if we're not careful, that can make us bitter, you know. Or we see other people, it's like, oh, they're doing that or whatever, you know, and it makes us bitter towards ourselves, God, or...
Yeah, or even bitter towards God.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's bitterness, I think, is one of those, like, the Bible describes it as a root. Mm-hmm. And when I think of roots, you know, a bitter root. And so you can't see a root.
No.
Hides. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible that all of us can, it just starts creeping up.
Yes.
And I was talking to somebody this week, and they've been in the Lord for a long time, and they stated to me, oh, I've realized, mind you, they felt God. They were experiencing God, serving God, but they noticed that all these little just annoyances of people, of family, and these annoyances, they were just annoyed by things. And they noticed that those little things started to create a root of bitterness in the heart, and they didn't understand it or notice it until they started noticing themselves getting moody. They're just moody. Or in a bad mood, or just like short-tempered, angry easily. You know, you now have this distaste for something you used to love and honor. You used to love it, but now you dishonor it. You used to, you know, cheer it on, but now it's like a feeling of blah, you know?
Yes.
And so that can happen to any of us.
Yes, yes.
Tell us some of the things that have happened to you in the past that maybe you could say, oh, in this season, I was bitter.
Yes. Well, Ben, I mean, I think also it could be also be... generational as well, because I remember with me, when my dad's side of the family, they're, you know, easily angered, like they're very, well, you know, whenever I would behave a certain way, my mom would be like, ay, la raiza came out, you know, like, that's my dad's last name, so it was always like, araiza, you know, and so I believe that, you know, and I remember, like, ooh, years ago, you did mention to me, you had a dream, actually.
I was in India.
Yes, you were in India. You were in India, and you text messaged me.
Yeah.
And you told me a dream that you had, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy, because you don't know that about my family, my dad's. I think you saw my uncle, like an uncle. And
your dad.
And my dad, yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I need to break this, you know. But so what was the question, that situation in my life? So, yeah, so I think, you know, why? I mean, I'm like, which of all the times I've been bitter? Let me think about all.
And that's generational, though, what you said, because being angry easily, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So is that, would you say that that's, you're more prone to be bitter when it comes from a lineage generationally of a lot of anger? Easily angered?
I would say so, but then I would also say that that shouldn't be an excuse, like, oh, well, because I could make that an excuse, like, I was, that's just how I am, but that's not an excuse, you know, because at the end of the day, I am the one that decides to get angry, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's like, I choose to stay and remain angry or bitter. Yeah. Like, I also have the ability to forgive, to let go of the situation, to work those unwanted feelings, you know, to confront the situation. So I would say so, that yes, you know, but then that shouldn't be like an excuse of like, well, my family's angry, you know, so I'm excused, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that for sure.
Oh, we have to talk about this. And I probably want to like end the segment with this because this is so important. You know, something that I say constantly, which will lead us in something that we've been conversing, that bitterness always grows in the soil of justification. And that's where bitterness grows.
Oh, yes.
It grows in the soil of justification, wherever you see somebody justifying themselves. So kind of like what you just said, excusing yourself,
yes. You
justify why you're angry or why you can behave this way or why you can replay things in your mind and be cynical and, you know, be angry at somebody for a long period of time. And so this is so interesting and this is such a good topic because I think of all the people that I have come across and they just justify. Mm-hmm. And when we just justify ourselves, tell us a little bit about that.
I think justification, it only like, what's it called? It's always like, oh, you know, this, but it never gets to the real problem, you know? And it's like, you know, this and that, you know, and it's like, oh, it's because of this, it's because of, and it's like, no, well, then you're never going to go anywhere with that, you know? You're going to stay in the same place. And yeah, like the reality is that we have to face it, you know, and it's like, okay, you know what? So a situation, I know there was a time that there was this one person that really like, I mean, gosh, that person was, you know, like it was just, I mean, and it has happened a couple of times with different people at work, you know, in the church or like different places where a person, you know, mistreated me or said something or did something, or especially when it was people that, you know, like I thought like, oh, you know, you're in a position of authority. You shouldn't do these things, or you shouldn't act this way, or you or whatever, you know, but we're all humans at the end of the day. But yeah, I remember like at work, church, everywhere. But I just had to be honest with myself, you know, like I had to be like, you know what? I'm angry that this happened. Like I'm angry with you, you know, I'm angry. And I didn't go to the person. I didn't, you know, I a lot of these times it had to be me in my car
processing it on your own.
Yes, I had to, you know, because, you know, it's ugly to be bitter. Because actually there's a scripture which says that bitterness, like, it contaminates people around you. And kind of like what you said, justifies it. You don't keep it to yourself. If just when you recognize bitterness, you always want people to agree with you.
That's it.
You know, and it's like, yeah, I'm right and they're wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, you want people to... And you don't like it when people are like, oh, well, what if, you know, it's like, no, like, this is, you know, but.
Oh, they'll stop talking to the person that doesn't agree with them.
Yes.
And they're looking.
Yes.
For somebody to agree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even, you know, at the workplace, you know, it's usually like those cliques, oh, we don't like the boss. So it's like, you know. So, yeah. So those times where I had to be really honest and be like, you know what, I'm angry because X, Y, and Z. And for me, it's always like a, you know, a conversation that I have with God, and I'm like, and then I always pretend that the person's like in front of me, and I'm like, I forgive you for this and that. And a lot of those times it's like me crying and just like screaming, you know. But that's something that helps me, you know, and just releasing it and stuff. And, you know, we were mentioning earlier that sometimes it's just at that moment and it's like, oh, freedom, you know. But other times it's just a process, you know. Especially I believe it when it becomes a process, it's because there was like a deep relationship there.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one time I had to forgive my boss. And it only took me that hour, you know, of me crying and just processing the thing that happened, you know, and... The next day it was like, you know, okay, whatever, you know. But then other times it's been people that I love and people that, you know, that I was in relationship with and that it took me like time, you know, to forgive, to process, to just be okay with, you know, like, okay, I'm okay, I'm forgiving, you know, and And forgiveness doesn't mean like, you know, like, oh, what they did was right or whatever, you know. It's just like, hey, it's just for me to be free from this prison that I made in my own heart, you know.
Absolutely. I think that you make a really good point, because as we're talking about justification, not excusing yourself, but rather you put in the work. Yeah. You know, it took you to go to your car and just cry it out, or it took you to just own it and recognize, I'm angry, you know. And I think that's where, when I said at the beginning of the segment that if you don't deal with the hurt, it turns to anger. If you don't deal with that anger, it's going to turn to bitterness. And how many people have just not dealt with the hurt? Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about how nowadays it's kind of scary when you think of mental health, because we use a lot of different methods of quote unquote therapy, you know, and everybody's like on this rampage of therapy, when in reality, you know, they just want a quick fix. If I just mm-hmm. go to a counselor, if I just do X, Y, and Z, right? But nonetheless, they're not doing the work themselves, because it really takes a lot of work to go and uproot the root of bitterness, you know, and recognizing that's first, right? You recognize like, hey, I'm angry, I'm upset, or I'm hurt, or this hurt. Yes. And that's a key component, as opposed to just taking a pill, yes. right? Because we live in a generation right now where if I just take a pill, it's easier.
Yeah.
If I just get on medication, it's easier, you know? I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to put in the work. But I really believe that if we're going to be free, it takes work, you know? First recognizing, is there bitterness in my heart because of unresolved anger and hurt that has not been dealt with? And we all get hurt. I think that's the biggest problem in society, that we don't have a good relationship with hurt. And I think we don't know how to process that. I think we don't know how to regulate that. I think we just, somebody hurts us and we don't know what to do with that. And we either get angry and then we internalize it and then we carry it and then now we're mad and we don't really process that. So I really, tell us a little bit of how like our listeners can actually process hurt and anger and all that bitterness. What are some things that you do?
Well, I think recognize it, you know, you have to recognize it. And I guess a good way could be, you know, if you're kind of like what you said earlier, like that person gets annoyed, you know, it's annoyance. And well, that annoyance, it's telling you something, you know. It's like questioning yourself, like, well, why am I annoyed, you know, why am I getting annoyed by this person, you know? And it's always good to question yourself, okay, well, why am I angry? Like, why did this make me so angry, you know? Or why, or even like situations, you know, like let's say you meet someone and it's like, I remember one time meeting a person and right away I was like, but then because they reminded me of somebody, and that made me realize, oh, I haven't dealt with this situation because this person reminded me of this person.
That's good.
So then I was like, okay, I have to forgive this person and the situation and everything. And, you know, so, and maybe a good way, it's if somebody has told you like, oh, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells with you, or I can't tell you, you know, I'm just not able to talk to you because you get all defensive, you know, then ask yourself some questions, you know, like, why do I feel like this? Like, why? And being honest with yourself, you know, sometimes it might feel shameful, like, oh, you know, I shouldn't have gotten mad at this, or I shouldn't, or whatever, you know. But get rid of those should have or shouldn't or whatever, you know, just get rid of that and be honest with yourself. So I would say that, like, be honest about the situation, like, hey, you know what, like, that hurt me, you know. And don't try to act like, oh, like, I'm tough, you know, and like that didn't do any, you know, like, just
slides off.
Yeah, but it's like, no, you know, be honest, like, be real with yourself, like, you know what, this hurt me, you know, this. And I would really, I mean, if I believe in God, you know, and he's been everything, so if you do, you know, I would just be like, God, like, help me get through this, and help me forgive, and help me, you know. So another way, it's like, you know, I mean, I've done this. I've written letters, if that helps you. You know, if you can't, because there's sometimes that you just can't talk to that person, right? Yeah. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I would just pretend that they're in front of me and just talk to them, like, as if, you know, I forgive you for this, this and that, or write a letter, you know, like, it's like, you know, this, and allow yourself to feel those things, you know, by just feeling the anger, you know, writing everything. If you have to cry, cry, don't hold it in, you know, cry it and stuff, and yeah, like, and saying it, like, I forgive you, you know. And honestly, like, something does happen to you.
It does.
You know, and if you are Christian, you know, if you believe in his word, I would challenge you the next step, which be, the Bible says to bless those who hurt you, you know. And something does happen to you, you know, something, it's crazy, like, when you just say, you know what, and I bless you, like, that everything goes well with you, like, I think that was big for me, you know, like, because whenever I would do that, it would soften my heart towards those people.
Yeah.
And it just helps you to see them in another way, yeah. You know. And at the end of the day, like, it's like, not to excuse anybody, right? But it just, I don't know, like, you just have, like, this compassion for people, you know. And even those that have hurt you, which is something that, I don't think we could do on our own, but only God is able to help us do that, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I agree. Like, the picture I get while you're talking is Jesus on the cross.
Yes.
And, you know, he's asking to forgive them, and he's on a cross. Like, yes. He's in this excruciating amount of pain, and they're doing it to him. He's done nothing wrong, and he's being falsely accused, and he can't breathe. You know, when you think of it in a physical sense, and yet he's forgiving people and forgiving those that have wronged him. Yes. And I think when it comes to a divine forgiveness, it's not an option. We are commanded to forgive. And yes, it's not easy, but with the help of God, he really comes in. And I think you make a very key point. I think when you start to just say it there, I bless them, I release them, I let it go. And I think that's key. And I think that's something that we should all do, because I think we are all have faith. We've all faced bitter moments, bitter seasons. So I think it merits this time in this segment to just look for any root of bitterness. I bought this magnifying glass type. Not, it wasn't a magnifying glass. It's actually a magnifying mirror. And don't buy those. Nobody's going to see you at that kind of lens. But I did. And it's kind of like, I love to see it through that mirror, because you get to see everything. And I want this segment to be like that, where it magnifies anything to make you be aware if there's any bitterness. And if it's gone unchecked because of previous seasons, pause for a moment, really identify and look, am I cynical? You know, if the name is brought up, am I angry at God sometimes? Do I question him because he did it a certain way and I expected a different result? Am I bitter about church? Am I bitter about leaders? Am I bitter because of a moment? And oftentimes we pick up these belief systems just based on a season. And now you've created your own belief system just out of a season that happened to you. And so I really want you to be challenged to look in within yourself. Are you always on the defensive? Do you get offended easily? Nobody can tell you anything. And I've met people like that. It's very hard to talk to people like that or even correct them. You walk on eggshells with them. So let's get free of bitterness. Let's identify it. And let's get on this road to complete healing. Cynthia, thank you. Is there a last word that you want to give them and invite them on Sundays and tell them what you do?
Yes, well, get rid of all your bitterness.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, it's for you, you know, for no one else but for you. Mm-hmm. So the best gift you can give yourself for this Christmas and all your family, it's getting rid of all your bitterness. And you know, because nobody wants to be around a bitter person. Like, really, like, nobody does. I mean, think about the bitter coworker. Nobody wants to be around them. So if that's you, nobody wants to be around you, you know? So just getting rid of that. And yeah, so we invite you every Sunday if you're here in El Paso, Texas, you know, 9:30 a.m. And yes.
It's awesome. Thank you guys. We'll see you guys next time.